Morning. My name is John Mark Nielsen, Executive Director at the Danish Immigrant Museum. Today, when you hear this, I will be in Denmark. I'll be in Denmark celebrating the 4th of July at the Raybald Festivals in just south of Aalborg, Denmark. This is, as many of you may be aware, the largest official celebration of America's independence outside the United States. And the significant event this year is that it is the centennial celebration of the Raybald celebration of the 4th of July. It was 100 years ago in 1912 that the Danes and Danish Americans began celebrating the friendship between our two countries. It's an exciting time to be in Aalborg. Aalborg being the third or fourth largest city, depending on the time of year, the largest city in Denmark. It's in the north of the Jutland Peninsula. And on those days surrounding the 4th of July, the main streets of Aalborg are decked in both American and Danish flags as the Aalborg city residents come out and celebrate the relationship between Denmark and the United States. And then the events themselves on the 4th of July are held in the Raybald National Park, which is located in the Raybald Hills south of the city of Aalborg. But as I said, the celebration begins in the days leading up to the 4th of July, with the streets being decked out, and there are many celebrations of American and Americana. For example, there are Danes who are interested in American cars, particularly from the 1950s and early 60s. So the more colorful they are and the bigger they are and the bigger fins, that makes for an important car for such a celebration. But then they also will visit the harbor where the American Navy oftentimes has a ship, and the crew of that ship hosts the city and welcomes people aboard to visit the ship and to celebrate really the long relationship between the United States and Denmark. Denmark, of course, is a NATO member and a partner in many of the activities of NATO, both in Europe and around the world. Also, on July 3rd, there are other celebrations. For example, many Americans are inducted into the Christian the Fourth Society at the Jens Bang Stenhus. I was inducted into that society, as was my wife, in 2008. And so I can speak from experience that it's quite a ceremony. What it is that the Christian Fourth Society is named after the famous Danish monarch Christian IV, and it was particularly Jens Bang, one of his supporters, who built the Stenhus, or stone house, in downtown Aalborg. And so there in the cellar, which is a lovely bar and made into a restaurant, the Christian the Fourth Society has its induction, and individuals are taught the ideas of the society, and then sing and march around the center of Aalborg. So it's a kind of fun experience. Later that day, on July 3rd, the mayors have their luncheon, and it's the mayor's luncheon where a mayor for a day is named, and that is an American who will serve then as mayor for that for the 4th of July. And it's all then in preparation for the huge event that takes place on July 4th in the Raybald Hills. I've described for you July 3rd because it is July 3rd, And we're just going to have to wait until next week on July 10th when I will describe for you the events that occur on the 4th of July. I should be broadcasting from Denmark to give you a taste of this great centennial event, but I'm just going to have to give you an idea of the schedule of that centennial celebration. So until next week, I look forward to visiting you again. My name is John Mark Nielsen. Thank you.